Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. This got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Well, the party they gon' have out in the St. John's Swamps. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Marco. How are you? Well, tonight's going to be one of them awesome nights. We're going to finish up our three-week series of giants in the U.S. So, if you all remember, we had Ernie Gantt, we've had Martin Rutherford. This week we're going to have the three of the giants in the genre. That's Martin Rutherford again, Ernie Gantt, and also Don Monroe. You know, Marco, what did you think about last week's show? Marco Bill, guess we lost him.
I'm talking and muted out. Jeez.
Is that great. How that works?
I can't believe it is.
You know, that's called old timers.
I know. Or alt hammers.
Alt hammers. Yeah, you need a couple of hammers in the alt, right? You know,
right.
I figured we'd end up we'd finish up the series and we'd talk with the three giants in the genre, and we talk about the top 10 giants discovered in North America. And what I figured is we'd have them all three on. We'd have a little open panel discussion, and we'd start with, you know, the number one, and we'd see how everybody, you know, what they think about that, and continue on from there. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea. I think it's great.
You know,
I think putting everybody in on the interaction is a good thing. Because there's a lot of guys here.
And we'll finish it up with the giant, and I think it should be on the top 10 list, in North Carolina with Martin Rutherford. So bring him on in, and let's see how everybody's doing tonight. Hey, Martin, hey, Ernie, and hey, Don Monroe. How are you, gentlemen?
How you doing, guys? How you doing, Martin, Don, TJ, Marco?
Wonderful.
What's going on here anyway? What are we going to find out tonight?
Like, we're going to discuss
big.
The top 10 giants.
What's going down?
Discoveries,
I mean,
in North America.
Are we clowns or what?
I don't know, Mr. Monroe. Are you?
I'll tell you what, the giant story goes a long ways back in time, and it's not just who's most important today, it's what's important in history. And all the destruction's been going down for years and years and years by the people like the Smithsonian and so on. I'm not going into all that, but you can find out by looking at the history in the United States as a young country. And the giants were here long ago before that was even found.
That's the truth.
Well, you know, I want to start tonight off, gentlemen, with the number one, the biggest giant ever found in the U.S. and claims to be 18 feet tall and found in West Hickory, Pennsylvania. Who'd like to start off?
Hey, TJ, I thought it was like the largest one found was 36 feet.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. It was like 32 or 36, yeah.
Yeah,
a long time ago.
Really?
However long the skeleton is that's outside of the Vatican, it's a copy of the biggest skeleton found. So there you go, 36 feet.
Mm-hmm. Did not hear about that. Tell us about that one.
What's that, the statue? It's a 36-foot skeleton that sits outside the Vatican over in Rome. I don't know what it's doing there.
Ernie, so
when you measure a giant handprint is 18 inches across and 24 inches long, and you magnify that according to what the human possibilities are and also the comparatives, you can find out that you're looking at an animal or creature is something like that, 20 feet anyway.
It's a big guy.
We found that handprint in Lovelock Caves, you remember, back in 2013, was it? And that's been documented on the ghosthuntingtheories.com program around the world from location. So it's pretty well founded that something was there that big at one time.
Wow.
And according to the Indian report, they have a name for it, too, and the tribes down there in the road history. And it's kind of sacred to them, but it's one of the seven giants they claimed that were here once upon a time in charge of the North American, Native American populations. And that's another story. I think a whole program to talk about that. But that's some history. And you go across Nevada today, you find different localities and names are changed with a few letters. The same enunciation, pronunciation, almost the same thing, but there's more than one creature named. I counted nine the other day when I crossed Nevada from stem to stern, fore to aft, going north and south. And there's on the back roads, you find places out there nowhere. There are giant names on them.
Wow.
And even the people living there aren't aware of why, but they're named that way. And you must read the discourses of early explorers in Nevada territory, the land of mystery, the great land of mystery, and so on. And you'll hear about the Spanish stories, and there's a lot of giant discoveries that haven't even come forth yet that have been covered up.
Yeah.
And
I totally believe that.
Where we got to get some things concluded, and we can't jump to conclusions that North Carolina has giants at this point. No one put enough evidence forth tonight for me to be convinced entirely until we see it firsthand. Somebody can get the report who takes a good look, and I got feelers out there now who are on the way there to find out about that and then report back to our crew. And they're very important to get this down to a solid foundation of belief. In that material, I like to have more information from from the finder, which is Ernie, and then they tell us how he found that and what kind of material it's in. It might be in mud fossils, too, you know, the soft material, like, you know, sandstone and so on. Sometimes there's aquatic animals.
Yeah, this is Martin. Martin found it.
Yeah, Martin found it.
We're not sure if it's the same time frame as the foundation.
Go ahead, Martin.
Oh, I just wanted to let everybody know that I call him Rex because I figured I had to come up with a name for him. So I can say, hey, Rex this and Rex that, whatever, so everybody knows what I'm talking about. But, yeah, I found Rex almost a year ago. He was right at the surface, and that's why I don't understand. But his family, I guess you would call his family, were buried 2 feet under, a little further up the hill. And there's a whole bunch of them. I'm estimating about 30, could be more, could be less. And they're bigger than him, too. I'm estimating him at 24 to 28 feet, but I ran across some other larger mounds that made probably twice his size. But I'm not sure yet until we either do the ground-penetrating radar or we dig them up.
Right.
And
right.
So we got a crew. Don's got his crew, you know, coming out. I got a guy coming in a couple of days, and he's going to look it over and probably get pictures and give them whatever information they need. And then I guess we'll go from there. I mean, it's hard for me to explain to everybody what I have, but it's basically
sure.
You got to learn your mud fossils.
This material is the giants are in the soft stone material or the hard rock? What is it in?
He's rock. A fossilized rock, and his body is covered. His body is actually clay over everything. So what I do is I just push away the dirt, sweep the dirt away, so I hit the clay, and I just follow the clay, and it just uncovers the body as you go, and it's got its own form. You don't have to do nothing to it, but get the dirt out of the way, and then I can see
how he's laying.
Have you
seen the pictures, Don? Don, have you seen the pictures?
Yeah, I see them microscopic on a cell phone, but they don't really.
Oh.
Yeah, grounded in my mind to be, I say, authenticated entirely because I'm skeptical only in the sense that I can't make out them in detail on a small.
I don't blame you one bit.
Yeah.
When you talk about giants, everybody's skeptical.
You know,
I don't blame everybody for being skeptical because it's something unusual you never hear of. I've never heard of anybody finding anything that's in form of clay, but
I think that the fossil mud fossils are often overlooked as being something they aren't, and that's just one idea. It's not a pun, but I think that a lot of times people see things in formations of rocks and even mountain area statuary and things that they can put onto them. Like in Hawaii, they're considered a sacred thing, certain rocks and things, because they are supposed to be stone frozen in time by human beings. Well, this is just mythology, of course, but a lot of people will fall into this kind of thinking, and they aren't aware of where it takes them. And it just could be tongue-in-cheek, but cheek and tongue, but it's it can be authentic. And I'm not saying you're not having authentic discoveries here, but I'm not the one to make the decision if this is right or not. I will have a report by tomorrow night. I hope I have a man out there who's facing some adversary of things on his situation, but he's going to report back what he thinks about it. His thoughts are more than that. They're founded in my mind. He says, go, we're going to go.
That's
going to be
a big deal.
Yeah, that's first
step.
Hello?
You know, that's the first step.
That's
how that works.
Yeah, definitely a first step. And then as we uncover more of them, then everything will just come into picture. I've only got his head and his arm. His hand is, his hand, arm, elbow, that's all showing, his head. But then he was attacked by an animal and several animals, and they pulled his body apart. So it's going to be hard, you know, he's scattered now. It's like they pulled him apart from his waist down. And I can tell by the way the clay is, when all of a sudden the clay disappears, you know that part is pulled off, and it's not attached.
So are you saying, hold on, Martin, Don, hold on, Don and Martin, hold on. So Martin, are you saying that the clay is around the bones and is probably it used to be the flesh or what was left over after it
dissolved? When you look at that picture of his head right there, that his head is totally covered in the clay. And it's being washed, slowly washed off from the rain because I didn't put anything over to cover him. And, and his arm is the same way, except for the area, the arm part that I found that was sticking above the ground. It didn't have any clay on it because it's been, you know, everybody's running over with tractors and stuff. And but once I got the grass off and started seeing more of his arm, there was clay there. But I made a mistake of digging into the clay until I hit more of the rock, the bone rock. And then I finally realized that that clay was his part of his flesh, so I quit digging the clay. And from that point on, I just moved the dirt out of the way and leave the clay on the bone and follow the bone, follow the clay. And it took me from I went from his wrist, basically the forearm, and then I went up to his hand. And then I never did find his fingers because they're inside of another animal's mouth. I don't know what it is, but it's got a huge mouth with hands in it. And so I never did see his fingers. I don't know if he's making a fist. I didn't go deep. You know, I didn't go down and under and look at the other side of his arm. I just uncovered the top portion of his arm. So I turned around. I went downhill to and got to his elbow, and his arm was all shattered, the bone shattered in several places. And I just kept following the bone and clay, and it was a form of his arm, and it went all the way to his shoulder. And then when I got to his shoulder...
Animals are these animals? You think they look reptilian to you, or like reptiles, or like something different, or like cave bears, or what do they look like?
It's got, from what I can tell so far, it's got two rows of gums. It has an outer gum and an inner gum, and it has tons of teeth in there, all different sizes, different shapes. And from what I was finding, like when I got to the back of his head, I was finding the teeth behind his head. And then I realized that was a mouth. There's a mouth over his head. His head's 6 feet across, and his mouth is bigger than his head. It's got him in a death hold. And it looks to me like it might be like a mother holding him down so her babies can eat him, because there's more than I've uncovered about five mouths so far now. I get to where I see the mouth and the teeth, and I stop. I'm like, I don't want to uncover
anymore. Well, you know,
the
cat, and I think the cat and the shark actually has two rows of gums. So,
it's got
maybe it's kind of a feline.
The inside gum sticks down further than the outside gum. Because when I first looked at it, it looked like there was a gap between the mouth and the head. And I thought, oh, it's got a loose grip on him. But then when I went down deeper, there was another set of gums, and it was right up against his head, and the fangs are going up in the back of his head where his spine is. And the other fang from the other side of the mouth is going up through the roof of his mouth, and they're like three inches wide. They're huge fangs, and so I just left everything. I figured if someone comes out here, you know, if you can get DNA out, go up in his mouth and get DNA, whatever. I'm not going to mess with it until I get more professional people out here to look at it.
I have a question, please. I'd like to ask you. What do you think was the cause of the crash of all those animals and the people, if they were people, the giants at one time? What killed them all at one time like that?
That's a good question.
From what I found, from digging, now see, I dug down 2 feet down on the graveyard, and that's when I hit those bodies. But that whole area, I was digging up teeth, all kinds of different, they have about five different types of teeth in their mouth. And I kept finding these teeth in three different sizes. So, and it's the same kind of teeth that are in the mouth that's got his head in it and his hand in it. And so the only thing I can think of is these, whatever they were, maybe when the water came up, when Noah's flood or whoever's flood, when the oceans came up, maybe these were sea creatures. I don't know. But they came in, and it's like they killed them all. Somebody had to have buried them. They laid them on the right-hand side, faced them head up. Their heads are uphill, facing uphill on the right-hand side. I don't know if they're in a fetal position yet because I didn't dig enough to find out. But
what's the estimated count on how many bodies are up there? How many giant bodies do you think you have?
At least 30. I've got 18 in one area, and then there were some larger ones, and another a little further up. I had about eight more further up, and this creature that's got him, by the head, I guess it's 50 or 60 feet down the other way. Some other parts of that had got dug up when they dug my drain field for a sewer. And I've got a sample. I've got a 22-inch long, it's like a toe or something. I don't really know what it is, but I believe it came off that creature. It's down at the other end, so it's either part of his foot or whatever. Scott, I don't know what the thing is until we dig it up. But
I admire your courage to come forth with all this stuff, without knowing more about it. But I'm anxious to find out, because if this is it's a real article, we're going to go on this and get there right away. And I have a crew ready to go at the right time.
I don't think you're going to be disappointed at all.
I'm just putting out the possibilities. You got to think of all possibilities.
Very true.
I've had some things happen before that I've had to disallow, but they're not often. And, I want to tell you one thing here. The world should hear this because it's important. The government right now, our government, as we speak today in the paper, and I've read it myself, in a hot little paper, that they're trying to, paraphrase it, but they're trying to put down any kind of evidence was brought forth prior to 1990 back to 1976 on valid researchers that was in those days DNA wasn't as possible to track it as it is now, but they're trying to put down the whole idea that Sasquatch is a complete hoax, like Harry and Henderson. It's just the same thing. They don't want their young folks to even dream anymore about the adventures of going out and fighting the windmills.
Yeah, that's why they released that FBI report that went nowhere.
It's the same thing with the UFOs and all that stuff.
Antlers and horns anymore. You can't go fishing. But what they want us to do is have a world of dumbed down possibility without any kind of adventure in your blood.
You don't have to go real fishing. Yeah. You can go play a video game. That's what they want you to do because it's going to cost money to
stay in the house. I don't want
to take the time, but I need to educate people out there to step out and go look. This one guy he's a guru, as they say, a pseudo guru with a Bigfoot community, one of the limelighters.
Giant guy.
He's supposed to be saying that he don't believe it now. It's possible we have a Sasquatch because he can't find one. He got his fat tail in and go out and look. I know this kind of guy writes books one after the other, and for years and claims all kinds of things. And all of a sudden he comes forth with a statement lately. Just this last few days I heard about it. And I won't mention the name for his sake, but he's claiming now that Sasquatch does not exist. And all the evidence they have, I've seen more than one of them myself. And I promise you, they do exist. And the thing is, we're trying to teach you what you already know. People know they do. They don't know how to find them, but they haven't thought about how they just overlooked the chance. They're out there. People are not looking for them very hard because they don't expect them to happen. But they're around. And they're not
all
the
other
same
things. There's other things out there, too.
And
let me jump in here real quick. So do you think that these giant burial mounds that are all across the U.S. that we are not allowed to excavate, okay, are in fact burial sites of giants?
Well, absolutely.
That were buried
they do
by
exist.
The ancient
men? Those mounds have been found for 200 years. Back in the days of the early farming in the settlement of the West, they unearthed lots of giants, and they were all scooped up and put under the rock somewhere.
Oh, yeah, the other ones you're not allowed to dig up. You can't dig up a mound.
I know mine's a graveyard because they're one right after another, and they're all. It seems like they're all on their side.
How many years was that land left fallow, not being used or farmed or whatever you want to say? How virgin was that land that you found these giants in?
It's about 100 acres altogether that's been in my wife's family for probably 100 years or more. And, her grandfather bought the land for like $1 an acre. And from what I can tell from the digging that I've done, no one's ever done anything with that part of land but just use it for hay. No, I don't think anyone's put a plow on the ground or Rex would be all torn to pieces and he would have been flipped around and no telling where, everything would have been gone.
Yeah,
it just
some of
like
just find pieces.
Virgin ground.
I really hope it's true that we find some evidence here that can be a brand new jolly green giant out there. Oh,
yeah.
It's about time for that. Look at California history alone. And in the old days, they had lots of fruit boxes and things with giants on them and this kind of thing. Well, this worldwide was done nationwide at one time. They displayed giant effigies. And, you know, the history of giants is lost with each generation. They die off. And I had a great pal who died today who was an old cowboy. And he was in the 80s. And his history is already gone because his grandchildren have not a clue to what Rusty Nails will tell them. And, you know, it's just the giants will be gone. The road history of Indians is very important, for example, and other people, too. The Smithsonian, check it out now. They're British-owned in the past. And the British, they're still trying to get their foot in the door with our country, I believe it. I'm not putting out some propaganda, but the English influence here, we speak it. And also the water rights in the United States, check them out. They still control part of that. And they would like to have control of the Smithsonian and belittle anybody who tries to change it. Go back to Captain Powell. Go back in history to 1770s and 80s. You'll find out some things you would be surprised about the Smithsonian, what they had done to hide things. And they don't like me saying this, but they've done a lot of things for us that's been interesting, but they haven't got out to us what they could have brought out to us.
Didn't they take bones? They took bones out on barges and dumped it in the salt water, didn't they?
Yeah, I've heard that. I really believe it. If you go out beyond the reef in any country, you find this happened. It has to do with morality, you call it that, but it has to do with also religion and also monetary gain, also real estate and all kind of things. Our world is out for a dollar bill, and it's getting worse. It's just gold, eat gold, and silver doesn't count. That's what, and that's going to be a real situation ahead of us with our education factor falling apart. They put down, play everything they want to do. This independence, even archeries are getting frowned on now. You know, Robin Hood's gone. I mean, we haven't got anything left. Our children haven't got a game. The girls don't jump rope. The boys don't throw knives. There's nothing. It's just going to be. I don't know what to say. I feel kind of bad about it. Your grandchildren aren't having the fun they could have.
They don't even teach kids home ec in school. They don't teach home ec in school. They don't even teach auto mechanics anymore. They don't teach anything.
Because they got a can of Bernie Gump and a can of beans.
Oh,
I mean, a brownie is what they used to call a girl, brownie, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. It's even gone now. There's no interest in camping. I mean, you can watch Teddy Bear on the cartoons and get about as much camping you want to get. Even show walking bears, which is not true. Bears don't walk. Our kids are educated wrong. I'm all for children education, but I want them to be taught the truth.
Right, exactly.
For sake.
And that's why I want to get this out and known so people will know the truth. You know,
I'm right behind you, man.
I'm getting too many people. There's too many people like they're thumbing their nose down at it like I'm full of crap and don't even want to uncover it.
Over the past year, Martin and I have been said that we suffer from the most severe case of pareidolia, or pareidolia.
I've had people tell me I should write a book. I could do a children's book. And I got a great imagination. I'm just telling what I'm seeing as I'm uncovering it. I spent 4 months slowly digging him up. I just kept moving the dirt and nothing else. And it's everything's coming in order. And, you know, I went from his wrist all the way down to his head. And his body.
Hold
there.
On, guys.
I
one
can
second
see where
there. Marco. Marco Bill. So where can our listeners go to and look at the pictures of the giant in North Carolina?
Tommy, the web on there we can go to and find the latest documentation of giants worldwide on the ghosthuntingtheories.com. I posted it there for Marco Bill to put out the public.
Okay.
I hope you'll check it out because that's got a great big list of what we're...
Marco, so where can we go to see the pictures of the head?
Okay, if you go up to www.bigfootliveradio.biz, B-I-Z.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On the front page, that's the giant web page, okay? And for tonight's show, what you'll see on the bottom, you'll see a bunch of buttons. Okay? You'll see, I think, well, we had Margo's and we had both Martin and Ernie's. It says Ernie's Pictures. There's a button down there. And you'll take a look at some of their stuff. But you can also go back if you want to look. And it says Giant 1, Giant 2, Giant 3. And they will go, I mean, they kind of go all over the place. Just lots and lots of information on Giants. Okay.
Okay. So our folks can go to that website. And that's, once again, what is it?
www.bigfootliveradio.biz.
Awesome. And our listeners can go there and they can check out for themselves the pictures of Martin's skull. And, you know, I got to look, I got to tell you, it looks very convincing. You know, blown up on a big computer. I mean, you see a jawbone, an eye socket, you know, the cheek. You see it all. It's there, folks. Go check that out.
And you'll also see a bunch on the front. Just if you just look at the webpage front itself, you'll see both. You'll see Martin's pictures with the shovel behind the ear and all that. But you'll also look and you'll see a lot of stuff that Don had. You know, the skulls,
the Lovelock
cave, things like that.
Yep, the Lovelock cave stuff. Yep, it's there also.
Marco, did you post that picture? I said she had the giant we filmed 2 years ago.
I don't know, John. I don't know. I'll have to go back with you and go through.
I sent you about an hour ago a picture we took at random out in the desert of Nevada just with the fog ones behind us. We didn't even know what's behind us until later on. We got home.
Yes,
and we got
Don, that picture is there.
That was on three cameras.
Yes, Don,
yeah,
that picture is there.
Well, I've got it
it's
in a PDF file. What I need to do is get it out of the PDF file and put it in a page on that. On that web page, the giant web page, and put all your pictures on that. I got to take them out of the. We had them on a different format when we had them on the show, okay. And what I got to do is I got to take them off of the PDF file and put them into a web page and behind that one on the giant web page. I've dedicated that one, the giant web page, to Giants. So anything we get, pictures we get, there'll be pages and buttons to go back and look at them.
If anybody wants to see my videos on YouTube, I'm How To Guru. It's spelled G-U-R-O-O, and they can either type in "Watch me dig up my real giant part one," and I've got about 19 parts. I think they can. Some of them I took out because they were just too short. They were like a minute or two of stuff when I was finding things. I just took them out. But there's one
what
in
I'll
there
do,
that
Martin,
I didn't need to.
I think I'll take and get that link and put that on that web page.
Oh, okay.
People,
that's
you know,
good
like
idea.
A giant thing? Put it on the web
yeah,
page. People can go to it.
Okay. And if they subscribe, and they'll be able to see everything I've done. There's one in there that I didn't give a part number. That's one of my first ones. And that shows where I dug up the body on the end of the grave. And I went too deep and I broke his bone, busted his backbone in a couple pieces. And it shows me trying to piece them back together. So if anybody wants to look at that one's a pretty good one. And then they get really good after like 13 or 14 is when I think I found out, I realized his head was inside of a mouth. Gets real interesting then. And I've got one of my videos, I think it's 14 or 15, I show a comparison of all the teeth, the different size and different shape of their teeth, of whatever that thing is. And I compare it with the humanoid teeth from the giant. His teeth are thin. The giant's teeth are thin. They're still pretty big. They're like long on some of them. But they're thin and they've got a groove on one side, so it looks like another tooth can grow up beside it. It looks like his teeth crisscross, but I'm not 100% because his bottom jaw was gone. I haven't found his bottom jaw yet, and all the upper teeth were broken out except for one. But every time I find a humanoid-looking tooth, it's got that same groove on the inside of the tooth where it looks like it's made to grow two teeth across from one another, almost like a, you know, is it enough room for the other tooth can be in there? Maybe they got two rows, I guess. I don't know.
You know, those megalodon shark teeth used to have rows of teeth grow behind the other grow. When one tooth falls out, another one comes in.
That's yeah, now this creature, one of the teeth that I pulled out did look kind of like a shark's tooth, and but they have flat teeth and they have fangs. This thing has some huge fangs up towards the front of his mouth. He's got at least four fangs, you know, two on each side, four on the bottom, four on the top. It'd be, you know, two on the right on the bottom and two on the right at the top like that. So. I don't know how. That's only fangs I saw so far, but when I'm looking at his teeth, the outer teeth, there's a little. He's got one tooth that's flat. It's four sided. It's flat on four sides, and sometimes it'll be in different directions. Sometimes the one flat side will be aiming down, and sometimes it's sideways. It's really wild, you know. So it's almost like this teeth rotate as they come out. And what I figured is that when they chomp down, it's like a shark does, when it chomps down on hard bone, their teeth fall out. Because my whole yard, that whole field was just full of teeth everywhere. I've got buckets and buckets and buckets of these teeth to that creature. I don't have a whole lot on the giant's teeth, but I got tons of the creature, whatever it is. And I just feel like they must have been constantly being attacked by them things, and I guess they buried their dead, and maybe Rex was the last one to survive. He was the last one killed.
I have a recommendation, TJ.
Yeah.
I sent the links to that website to everyone that's on the show right now. It's dialed in
okay.
a text message, as well
okay.
as our main webpage. What I would like to do is get everybody to forward that link to four or five people that they know that are interested in this kind of thing, and ask them to forward it to four or five people they know. And doing that, normally, that what that'll do is kind of spread things out, but it'll also get us more information. Because what you want is you want people to look at what we have and add to it.
Yeah,
you know what
absolutely.
I mean? And try to,
you
and try
know,
to see if we
else
got
might come up and,
more information
someone else
out
might
of
have
other
some too. You never know.
Yeah. Anyway,
I can't be the only one out there with a giant.
Well,
no,
do you realize that this is the truth? You can have a Smithsonian on your back porch tomorrow morning.
Well, the thing of it is, I guess the good thing of it is that when you're looking at it, you think you're just looking at a rock. If just a quick glance, you're just seeing rocks. But it's until you get down there and you get up close and you're working with it when you find out it's not a rock. It used to be alive.
Well, that's
so
going back to rock
fossils. It's not like if someone dug up a bone, you know, bones. You know, a bone when you see a bone, and then the word would get out quick, and then Smithsonian would be in there stealing it. But with this being like a fossil, a rock fossil, a mud fossil, nobody will know. No one will even pay attention to it. But when we get the whole thing uncovered and displayed, when you can actually see the giant from his head all the way down to his feet. And everything's there, you know, in form. How often does
no parody
It's kind of important to ask a question. What do you think caused this catastrophe to kind of all these animals die at one time? I mean, together, one big blob. How come there's, what do you think caused that? An earthquake or a sudden change of, what do you think caused them all to die in one same place?
If they found woolly mammoths, you know, chewing grass, you know, dying instantly, that's what I wonder too, because something like that had to happen here, that this scene was stopped instantaneously in time. Boom, just there's
yeah,
the
you know,
there
that all heat somebody up, you know, that all of a sudden they're all dead and dying at the same time. Something had to happen.
And
awful catastrophe had to happen all of a sudden.
And the weirdest part is that he's on the surface. That's what gets me. I would have thought thousands and thousands of years it would have been like dirt over dirt over dirt, you know, dust and dirt and leaves and everything that comes down just keeps building your ground up taller and taller, you know. I should have had it going down like 3, 4, 5, maybe 8 feet to find this guy. But he was on the surface. His arm was right there. We've been running over.
Well, you did say that the area has been farmed for hundreds of years, and when farmers farm, they till. They always take a layer of dirt that disappears. That actually, you know, gets brought up and then blown away.
Well, I don't know if this is on a hill, so I don't know if anyone's ever done anything with it or not.
Yeah, the property I'm on, that where I found my stuff, is it's been tilled for like since late 1800s, early 1900s. So Martin's is
your stuff scattered.
Mine's all over the place.
Now, Martin, you can get the hill.
My body
might
all
be a mound
together. I'm the first one, I guess, to break ground.
You know, I mean, it could be a graveyard. I mean, ancient man could have found it and buried it.
Well, I think the giants buried themselves. I think they died. The only thing I don't know is whether they dug a big hole and then threw all their bodies in there and positioned them just right and then covered them all in one mass grave at one time, or did they die one at a time over a period of time. But the way they're just lined
about
up,
a lot of stuff,
they are evenly spaced, and it kind of makes me think that maybe they dug one big thing, put everybody in it, covered them all up, because they covered them by 2 feet. It was exactly 2 feet of dirt on top of them. But the other guy, Rex, he's right on the ground. It's like he had to have been the last one to survive, but why he wasn't under more dirt, I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, I mean, maybe
unless this is some history.
If it's a graveyard, another possibility is that how they were buried, the wild animals that were there could have dug them up if he was buried shallow and done the same thing, right?
Sure.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's another possibility there if it's a graveyard.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't think it would kill everything.
All the bodies are left perfectly at the same height, all the humps. Because what I do, when I drop my blade down, I was back scraping with a bucket. And I dropped the bucket down, got my wheels in the air so I can put as much weight on the bucket as I could. And when I drug the dirt backwards, instead of it just going down, it was going over every hump. Now, you got to remember, their bodies are clay. So I'm going over, and the first time I did it, I didn't know what it was. I just figured I was making a mess of things. I can't plow it. I can't push the dirt level. I got humps. But on the lower graveyard that I got, it's just evenly hump after hump after hump after hump. And when I finally got to as far as I was going to go with that camping spot, because I was doing a camping spot for a camper to park. When I got to the other end, I thought, well, let me dig down and see why I'm having trouble pushing this clay. And I found it was a body. And so I went down the other end, and the same thing. I just took a little bit, just went a little deeper than into it, and boom, I pulled out of the backbone. And the one over by my driveway, he's like twice the size of the one at the other end. So there's all different sizes, but they're all at the same level. As I was going on, you can eyeball it and see that every hump is at the same exact level. So it's like they dug one big hole, one depth, set them all in there, boom, 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 and then covered them up.
It's amazing.
It's really strange. That's why I'm hoping we can get the ground penetration radar out here so we can do the whole thing and scan it and see what else might be out there. There could be more of the creatures, too, you know, big creatures. I've got some very, very big teeth. Some of the teeth are bigger than my foot, so they're huge. And the one that's got Rex's, the one that's around Rex, his teeth aren't. He's super huge, you know. His fangs are like 8 inches long, and some of the teeth are as wide as my hand, and like it might cover from my palm to the end of my fingers. But I found some that are, they look just like, you know, the same. They look the same, but bigger than my foot. So there's a big creature at one time had been around. He could still be there somewhere. I'm hoping we find him.
Wow. So have you tried to figure out how large Rex might be based on the measurements that you have in his skull?
Well, Yeah, I measured from the top of his head down to his elbow. Now, his arm was ripped out of its socket by the creature that's got his hand. But mm-hmm. his arm is still laying in the length of his body. You know, it's like his elbow's down where his waist should be, and his shoulder is up where it should be. It's just it's moved over about a foot off of his body. So I measured from the top of his head down to his elbow, and it was 8 feet. So I measured my head to my elbow, and I'm 2 feet. So I figured he's got to be 4 feet. He's four times bigger than me. I'm 6 foot, so I'm thinking he's probably 24 foot. If huh. that makes sense, everybody. The next thing I want to do is measure from his shoulder to his elbow, and then measure from his elbow up to where his wrist is, and see if it's the same like ours. Because basically, I did that with a tape measure on myself, and it's like the length to my elbow is the same from my elbow to my wrist. So I figured right. I'd go ahead and do that with him, and then I'll know exactly. I can see where his wrist is because it drops down, and then you see his hand there. But I'd still like to mark it and see if it comes out the same, because if it is, then he's basically like one of us. He's not 100% human, I don't think, because his teeth don't look nothing like ours. You can tell they're teeth, but they're not shaped like our teeth. And, of course, they're a lot
What are they
bigger.
Shaped like?
He's got some that are like triangle shape. He's got some that are flat and they're rounded at the top. I guess that would be his front teeth. He's got the
okay.
he's got the flat back teeth like we do, but they're a little different. And then the creature's got totally different teeth than us. Nothing like his at all. They're thick, they're fat, they're big, they're tall, he's got canine teeth, he's got fangs. The front teeth are huge. They're flat and curved at one end, like our teeth is for biting. So it's really strange. It's a strange creature. And the weirdest thing is when I figured out he had two rows of gums, an inner and outer gum. He might even have more than that. If we go deep into it, we might find. But the inner gum is real solid clay. The outer gum was like a mixture of half and half dirt and half clay. And I could dig through that, and the teeth would fall out pretty easy. I tried not to mess with the other. Well, obviously that alone, I did. There was one area where I dug in deep to the outer gum because I wanted to see what was there, and it's a lot of teeth. He don't have just like one tooth on that gum. He's got like three rows of teeth in that one gum. And then when you go down about, I think it's about 4 or 5 inches, you hit the other gum, and then it was like solid clay. So that's where the big fangs are. So I just left it. I'm like, I don't want to mess with that. I'll wait till I get professionals out here. But this thing, it's something else. His mouth is like C-shaped. That's what I couldn't figure out. I kept seeing this shape of it's not like an alligator or anything like that. It's C-shaped. Like he's got a bowling ball in his mouth, you know, and he's almost got the whole, his mouth almost goes around his whole head. The top part, from what I can tell is I think it's laying on its right side, and I think the bottom of its jaw is right at Rex's roof of his mouth, and then the other side of that creature's jaw is right at the back of his skull, so it's almost got his whole head inside of his mouth, and Rex's head's 6 feet across, so imagine that mouth is like 8 feet. In order for it to be able to put a 6 foot object in it with no problem.
Amazing.
It's big. I don't know what kind of creature has teeth like that or gums like that.
Martin.
Yeah.
Leo is on, he's listening. He's texted me and he has a question. Can we get him on to ask his question? Maybe some
sure.
of the other people?
Yeah. Sure. Anybody that wants that, that's great.
Okay. Here's Leo.
Hey,
Leo,
brothers, how y'all doing?
How you doing, Leo?
Hello.
Hey, TJ, how you doing, brother?
Good.
Hey, the question I got, in the areas that you're doing the excavating and that you're finding these artifacts or you're finding these bones, in nearby areas, are there Bigfoot sightings in these areas as well? Close
no,
by.
No Bigfoot sightings that I know of.
Out by me, yeah.
in Washington. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Because the reason I'm asking, I'm looking at the correlation of, you know, when we when we start talking about them burying their dead, and we start talking about the correlation of these giants and the size of a Sasquatch. Is there any correlation to these bones that you're finding? Because I'm looking at the pictures, man. It's extraordinary, man. I mean, it's blowing my mind.
Now, Leo, so that's you're in North Carolina also.
So y'all finding these bones in North Carolina?
I'm in Western North Carolina, but I've heard stories of Bigfoot sightings in North Carolina, but not on not near me. Probably a couple hours away, maybe.
Okay, well, you guys give me TJ and get my number and call me, because when you look at North Carolina, because I do a lot of expeditions on my own, and I did some with TJ down in Uwharrie Forest, where that between Uwharrie Forest and the western part of North Carolina near the Cherokee Trail, near the Piscataquis Forest, are the highest rating of Bigfoot sightings. And Uwharrie Forest has a large portion of all the Bigfoot sightings in North Carolina. And the reason I was asking is here lately, it's been a spike in peaks. If you can go on social media and even into the news, people reporting seeing these creatures in Asheville, North Carolina, and also in Rutherford County. So
I've never even
that's
really
the reason
heard
I'm,
of any of that.
Right, and it was one just recent recorded daytime sighting at 6 o'clock, not even a couple of months ago. The guy was coming home from work, and the guy has no reason to lie. I mean, he was just coming home from work. He works a day shift, was coming home, and he thought it was a bear, and then the creature turned and looked at him and walked down into the woods, and it was walking upright like a man. So that's the reason I'm asking, trying to figure out could it possibly be in a correlation. Could these bones actually be what we're looking at, you know, the ancestors of the Sasquatch?
I don't think Rex is any relation to any kind of a ape-like man kind of thing, because of the way his head is shaped. To me, he looks more European.
Right.
But the other giants I haven't seen their heads yet. I just saw the bodies and some of the bones around the backbones and stuff. And so, you know, I haven't messed with those. But they're all in different sizes, so there's no telling what they are or who they are or anything until we get them dug up.
Right. Well, you guys get my information
think,
from TJ, man, and give me a call, man. I'm interested in your research. Yeah, give me a call when you get a chance.
Okay.
Okay, thank you,
Ernie. May I pass the number off to Leo? Your number, Ernie.
Sure.
Okay,
you
got it, Leo.
Yeah.
I'll text it over to you. Outstanding. Any other questions, Marco? We're looking at 7 minutes left, gentlemen. So if we got questions, please get them in now, and we'll get them over to Martin, Don Monroe, or Ernie King.
Let's unmute a few people and let them ask. See if they got anything to ask.
Go ahead, Marco.
Let's see. Swede, Rocky, Jimmy. Swede, Rocky, and Jimmy, you got anything? Questions or anything?
I don't at this point. I still haven't been able to pull anything up to where I can look at the pictures.
Oh, I tell you that. After the show, I'll give you a call, and if you want, I'll walk you through it.
Okay. That'd be fine.
That'd be okay.
Yeah, anybody who sees this, they're not going to be disappointed. This is going
to
be great.
We're going to go out. My crew is going out there tomorrow, and I'll be out there with the Monroe crew. But Don Monroe's crew is going to go out tomorrow, part of it. And
I'm so happy you're doing it. I'm so happy.
Yeah, me too.
I think you will be happy, too. I think you'll be very happy.
It's the biggest thing since sliced bread. It's bigger than Coca-Cola.
And there you go. And there you go.
I want you to know that
this is probably the biggest discovery, if it's true, and it probably is true. It's going to be around for a long time. And we have to guard against anybody trying to rob this program by confiscating the goods.
Sure. I agree.
I mean, collectively, I mean, we all have our interests, but we must all band together here as protect our legacy of history and not let it get away from us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this is going to change a lot of history, I do believe.
My man's kind of scared to go out there too, probably, and I've got right now, I've got Carl Backus out there going there, and they're going to be out there checking it out, and they're anxious to find out. There's just been a little bit of delay, but they're due there in the next 24 hours, one of them or both of them, I hope so.
Yeah.
This is really, really important. This is real America. This is real America.
I hope we can get a date of how old it is, some kind of like a carbon date or whatever they call it, so we can kind of figure out how old he is and when he got here or when he died, you know.
TJ, you recall?
Maybe that'll help put something together.
TJ, you recalled on the DNA and the labs, but you remember back when, the other guy that died that was with us, he was taking care of all that, but he died prostate cancer, remember? He researched and he told us that the European labs are government run, and there are two things. One, when you send it in, they do the test, and two, when they give you the results back, they give you the truth. In other words, instead of just weaning it off as unknown species.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what they'll do. They'll put unknown they'll say it's contaminated or something. And you never find out the truth.
What might help is if we can get a good, if we could get one of those research, DNA research centers or whatever in Europe, and have them on our list, it might be a good thing to check around to see who. There's other people that have used them as well. And I don't have the information. I mean, I have something I have to research, but it might be somewhere else.
You can get DNA from a rock. Because Roger Spur has, he's got giants in his backyard, and they're fossil rock like mine, and he drilled in and got material deep inside and had it tested, and they come out 100% human. He did that with a lung. He actually had a lung. He set on the table. He weighed it down and had it set on his table, and it bled out. So he got blood samples out of that, and that turned out to be a human lung. Ernie got blood, I think, out of his fossil leg he found. And my giant's got enough areas that they say you can get DNA out of dirt. And that's what his body material is, clay and dirt. And you see the red and the black and all that different colors that come out of it where he bled out. So all they got to do is just go into his inside of his mouth there if they want and get it from there. Or they can probably get it from some of the teeth maybe. But there's DNA to be found. It's just getting the people to want to do it. We have a guy, a friend of ours, Daniel Helm. He's got an alligator head. And he was trying his best. He said he would pay for every bit of it, and they would not even do it. DNA test on it.
He's got some amazing. Well,
we may be
also
able to find a DNA lab, somewhere that is, that will do it, and for all of it, and
go to France. You'll find out why that will help you. I don't know which one she's in. If you helped me before. And then her name is Yvette, and she's very, very good at this.
We need someone that can be honest with it. I'm pretty sure I've got plenty of DNA. And
well, you guys, I want to thank you for this evening, for coming on the show. You know, the three giants of giants in the genre, Don Monroe, Martin Rutherford, and Ernie Gant. You guys, you've got a great find. Hopefully we can figure out what's going on in the next couple of weeks. But you know what you can do, folks? Jump on over to searchingforbigfoot.com. Check out the link to our pictures on Marco Bill's site. Check it out for yourself. See what's going on. You can probably contact these people through those sites. You can get onto the YouTube page. Go ahead, Mr. Rutherford, one more time with the YouTube page.
My name is How To Guru, HOWTO, and it's GUROO. And if they put my name in the search box, it'll come up.
All my videos will come up. We want to thank Mr. Don Monroe this evening for coming on and helping us figure this out. and also
don't
for Ernie Gantt, putting them both
don't
together.
Don't give up the ship.
Never give up the ship.
Never give
folks.
Up.
Good night, everybody.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. Put them together, reason for the facts.